Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So I have a Florida Man story here, and I'm really just not sure how exactly I want to go about talking about it.
What?
I mean, I got a couple, so I'm going to save it for the last.
Please run out of time.
No, I don't think that's going to happen, but okay, so let's do this. This seems innocuous enough. Okay, so a Florida man has been detained because he climbed on top of a fire rescue truck in Miramar and would not come down. There's some video of it, Ariel. He was detained. He climbed on top of this fire truck, wouldn't come down. It was a fire rescue truck. It was right in the middle of the road. Sky 10 flew over the scene, where a shirtless man was seen walking around and even exercising on top. They call it an ambulance, so I guess it's a first responder fire truck / ambulance, even though it says fire rescue on the side. They said that he finally jumped out the vehicle and was detained by police. He was given water shortly before he was put in handcuffs. They had to close off the entire street so that they could get him into custody. But he was balancing on one leg, and he was doing some workout, doing some exercises and all that stuff. And they finally were able to get him down, and they took him into custody. But I don't even know what kind of charge that would be, obstructing traffic or disrupting. I don't even know what kind of charge that would be. But yeah, so he's there. He is. All right. So that's the most innocuous one that we have. We also have this one, Kane. You had this. A Florida man who hired a plane to find a stolen purple Rolls Royce is reunited with his custom car because he got a tip on Instagram. How nice is that? Somebody on Instagram allowed that they helped and helped him find his vehicle, a purple Rolls Royce. It can't be that hard to find it, by the way. It was a 2016 Rolls Royce Wraith. Let's say that real fast. Rolls Royce Wraith. By the way, sidebar, have you ever seen that movie, The Wraith? It's actually really good. It was taken from his garage in North Miami. And they said that it was the 140 tips came through, but it was offered for rent in a chat group on Instagram. So the thieves got the keys to the car from inside his garage. Why do you just keep your keys there? I mean, the car is not it's a good looking car, but the color, it looks like Grimace is driving down the street, doesn't it? The back of it looks like Grimace's backside, man. It's just why? I don't know. This is a horror show. So this is CBS Austin. And with this,
Wait, is this the one you were talking about?
Getting to that one. Geez. A man pulls his roommate's eyes out of the sockets during a fight at a psychiatric hospital.
Oh.
Yeah. Pembroke Pines, Florida. A fight at a psychiatric hospital had an unforeseen outcome. You think? What kind of lead is that? Dude had his eyes straight ripped out of his head. According to the Pembroke Pines Police Department, the PPPD, Reynaldo Bermasolo pulled both of the victim's eyes out of his eye sockets during a fight with his roommate at the South Florida State Hospital. The suspect and victim were court ordered to be at the psychiatric facility. What started as a verbal altercation became physical, punches thrown. The suspect dragged the victim across the ground, punched him, and then disfigured him. So he was taken into the hospital. The victim was taken to hospital for the severe injuries he suffered. Bermasolo was booked into jail and charged with aggravated battery. So wait, you only get aggravated battery from ripping a dude's eyeballs out of his head? That seems a little, I don't know. I mean, there are dudes that were not even at the Capitol on J6 that got 22 years in jail. Right. This guy rips a dude's eyes out of their sockets and he gets aggravated battery. For real. All right, here's the headline. A nude Florida man screams, "It's my birthday today," after touching himself in a hot tub, cops say.
So a Tuesday?
It's Key Largo, Florida. He was in his birthday suit on his birthday at a resort in the Florida Keys, according to deputies. And Julio Daniel Rodriguez was arrested on a warrant related to the incident. Now, the spokesperson for police said he was in the buff. It was 7:30 in the morning. It was the Playa Resort and Spa. Witnesses, apparently he just stood up and did this in front of everybody and in front of employees. And after a male employee confronted him, he screamed, "It's my birthday today," and ran naked towards US 1 before apparently driving back to Miami-Dade County. And I love this sentence. According to the deputies, it was, in fact, the suspect's birthday. He turned 34. So they issued an arrest warrant, and he was booked into Monroe County Jail on a charge of indecent exposure. So I know it wasn't so bad. I thought that was going to be a lot worse than what it was. I was, you know, yeah. I thought that was going to be a lot worse than what it was, but it wasn't. Last but not least, a Florida man in Orlando was accused of robbing a dead body on the beach. Took its phone, took the body's phone. David Pena, 36 years old, Volusia County, Florida, was arrested. He stole a cell phone belonging to a man found dead on the beach earlier this year, according to Port Orange police. He was taken into custody last week. As students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest and most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all of these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. In addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from the folks at Hillsdale is through Imprimis, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. You can sign up for free at this special website for a limited time at dana4hillsdale.com. And you can look forward to Imprimis each month. It's interesting, useful, and free, and it's one of the best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale College and sign up for Imprimis at dana4hillsdale.com. That's dana4hillsdale.com.
It's really weird. What is it?
Weird, maybe, but this RoboCop, well, it's so much more than that.
We're taking existing technology, cameras, being able to communicate with people, and we're placing it on wheels.
Behold the NYPD's newest crime stopper, K5 Autonomous, a security robot that will soon patrol the Times Square 42nd Street subway station.
We will continue to stay ahead of those who want to harm everyday New Yorkers.
Mayor Eric Adams unveiling K5 today underground, part of his new push to increase law enforcement technology in the country's largest transit system. The 400-pound, 5'3" K5 is nothing short of being high-tech. It's equipped with four cameras that will allow it to send back live video without audio to the police department. K5 will not use facial recognition technology either. It will patrol the subway station's mezzanine level, not the platforms. But some subway riders say they're a bit concerned about their invasion of privacy. Others appreciate another set of eyes.
Where are the guns? I mean,
that's a good point.
Let's go ahead and open up the betting pool here. Go ahead and place your bets as to how soon this damn thing's going to get yeeted right up onto the subway tracks. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you, top of the second hour. Go ahead, you know, just place your bets. How long do you think it's going to take for this thing to get straight up yeeted onto some subway tracks? There's no audio? Like, you have a 400-pound robot, and there's no audio? And then people are, like, there's no facial recognition? Which I just think, like, if you're, I'm not saying I want it. I just think if you're going to go and create something this stupid, that you would include that, right? Like, go ahead and put all the bells and whistles on it. There should be a little arm that pops out. This is like the crappiest R2-D2 I've ever seen. There should be like a little hatch that opens and a little, that's the sound of an arm, mechanized arm coming out that's holding a gun. That's what should happen. Maybe a Glock, right? I'm just saying. Stop. That's, should be like that. Does that thing scare you? I could kick it.
Right.
It's kickable. You could easily vandalize that thing. I have so many ideas on how to destroy it.
Yeah.
I mean, how much is this thing? How much did they say they paid of their tax?
Yeah, what did they say?
Their taxpayer dollars. I can't. I'm just so done. Oh, man, I can't even deal with it. Why is it so? Why do they do this? They want to defund the police for this. Do you honestly think someone's going to be deterred from crime? Ugh, your lovable curmudgeon, Dana Lash, here with you. You can listen coast to coast. You can stream the radio program. You can also watch the simulcast, YouTube, Facebook, Channel 347 DirecTV, where Juan was showing you some of the footage of, it's as, almost as tall as Eric Adams, the mayor of New York. The, what is it, the cop bot? RoboCop? It literally is. It's just a dumb one. Nightscope, the RoboCop. So,
remember, we had this a couple years ago where one of those robots just fell into the fountain.
No, it didn't fall. It committed suicide. Right. Let's get it right. Hold up. Let me...
What's preventing people from kicking this thing down the stairs or in a fountain?
Robots literally keep killing themselves. So this is in 2017. This is one's in 2017 alone. It was a robot security guard committed suicide in a public fountain. And it was this actual Nightscope robot. The Nightscope security robot was supposed to patrol the Georgetown waterfront, a ritzy shopping and office complex along the Washington Harbor in D.C. But the pressure was too much for the sad little bot, which can turn and beep and whistle in order to maintain order. It rolled into the fountain and drowned itself on Monday. I thought we were going to have like flying cars and like the technology to have like a helmet go on our head, and then 30 seconds later we got a hairstyle.
Right.
And instead we have robots that drown themselves in fountains. That's what we get instead. Best I can do is a robot. It's like Pawn Stars. Best I can do is a robot that drowns itself. It's all I can do. I mean, just let me die. That's all it has. The one that drowned itself in D.C. was literally the exact one that drowned itself. The one that drowned itself is the exact one that they have in New York. Literally the exact one. Oh, man. Now, that's not all. Apparently, there are others that have done it. Now, the one was saying that the one in D.C., they said that's named Steve. Steve. That's literally what it's named. It's the Independent that said that. There's argument as to whether or not it actually killed itself or whether it was there was just a mishap. But if a Roomba knows not to take the stairs into a fountain, pretty sure. Why are there stairs in a fountain anyway? It's a fountain. Why are there stairs that go down into it? That's like entrapment. Why is that like that? So I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, this robot killed, it just did totally murked itself. You know why? Because it has to deal with us. Yeah. Honestly. God, just let me die. Beep boop. If you're a criminal and you saw that on the mezzanine level and you were going to commit a crime, you know. I don't know what crime you would commit on the mezzanine level, but would you be deterred by the presence of a suicidal robot? I mean, I don't know, man. I just don't even know. But that's the what we ordered some. We thought we had something different, and no. But see, there's some, like the Financial Times had a story 2 days ago where they said that security companies are turning to robots as the labor shortage bites. And I was reading this piece on interesting engineering about how it works and, you know, all of this stuff. And this thing is, so this one will be in the Times Square subway. I think that's the only place that it is. I don't think it's in all of the subway, like all of the, it's not going to be in all of the different subway stops, but it's just in the Times Square one. They said that, that when something happens, we'll be able to step in from a remote location. How are you doing that? It doesn't do anything. It just like rolls around. Beep, boop, beep, boop.
I say we test them at the border before we start letting them loose in New York.
Dude, right?
That's what we need.
Let's just like let an army of these, you know, little robots go out there.
If they fall in the water.
Let her rip, tater chip. Go get them.
If they fall in the water, we know they're no good around water up in New York.
You can't enter. Now, what will happen is you'll have Biden send his agents down there and they'll be kicking them into the Rio. Golly. Oh, we are so stupid as a species.
I love our government just spending it spending our money on important things.
Wait a minute, hold up. Steve has a story of the Hitchbot. What is this? It's the cheerful hiking robot. I guess this, it got vandalized in Philadelphia. I remember this story. They had a, nobody likes robots. The Hitchbot's trip came to a violent end in Philly. They were in Boston and Salem and then New York City. And then when it went to Philly, it totally got murked. I mean, it was.
This was the talk of campus. This was my senior year of college. And someone knew about someone who, someone knew the guy who took it and beheaded it and threw it in the trash can.
I mean, it's like a little robot. It had little wellies on and had little kid rain boots on and little jeans. And yeah, it, the Hitchbot was beheaded. It's it was like a robot Flat Stanley. So he took it and cut the head off, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Philly don't play with that type of stuff.
Yeah, Philly's like, that thing looks stupid. Cut it.
Hey, Google, is hitchhiking safe?
Don't hitchhike. Oh, man. I can't, dude. I can't. This and this video that keeps autoplaying of the first female college football kicker just kicking it 20 yards is just... Chef's kiss, man. You all know that I have several Kel-Tec firearms that I love, but the PMR-30 is perhaps my favorite great all-around reliable Kel-Tec. And for those of you who might be recoil shy, the PMR-30 is great for personal or home defense, but it's also really recreationally. Its lightweight, accuracy, and 30-round, 22 magnum capacity make it perfect for hiking, backpacking, camping, boating, and an all-out fun range day plinking. Right out of the box, the PMR-30 offers excellent target acquisition with its high-vis fiber optic front and rear sights. If you want a recreational carbine, the CMR-30 is the PMR-30's big brother and accepts the same 30-round, 22 magnum magazines with the ballistic advantage. Visit KeltecWeapons.com to learn more about the PMR-30. And while there, sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider to stay up to date and follow them on social media. Go to KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Kel-Tec, 30 years of innovation to help secure your world. Visit KeltecWeapons.com today. KeltecWeapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So SAG-AFTRA is also now voting for a strike against video game makers, the union that represents the actors and a lot of the, well, the WAG is the writers. But the union that represents the actors, they said their members voted in favor of launching a strike against video game companies. They said 98% of their members voted to do so. It goes against Activision, which is owned by, I mean, it's basically Chinese, Take-Two Production, Electric Arts Production, Inc., Epic Games. The union said the companies refused to meet on members' grievances, which include an increase on salary, wages, protections, exploitative uses, AI, basic safety precautions. The irony of actually protesting against, you know, Activision and Tencent, you know, with that's owned, CCP owned, is amazing to me. But anyway, they're doing that. They better not, you know what, I'm going to say this. It better not affect my class, my latest class that's coming out for Vermintide 2. Because I play as Sienna Fuganassis, and I've got her all jacked up, and I've, like, been waiting to play the last level until I get my new class. I don't want to hear it. It's all about me. I don't care about anything else. So it better not affect my class upgrade, because it's supposed to come next month. October 19th is the day. Okay, just, you know, now that I got that out of my system. Let's see. Tragic loss. F1 tragedy. Las Vegas Grand Prix construction worker was killed while they were setting up for the inaugural Nevada race, where they're going to race around Nevada like Dana drives around Dallas. In my mind, I would be an amazing Formula One driver. I would. In my mind. Like, I would blow everybody away. Right? I'd be fantastic. In my mind, that is, you know. Like, watch her pull out of the Whole Foods parking lot because she doesn't want to go there. I don't know. I was just... let's see. So the man was pronounced dead. They took him to OSHA's involved. They said they're investigating. But golly, that's just, it's horrifying. Oh, I love this. Misinformation Research, MSN. They have this headline. It's buckling under GOP legal attacks. This was a story that took three morons to write. It's Washington Post. Misinformation Research is buckling under GOP legal attacks. And blah, blah, blah. They tried to cite the NIH. They think that NIH froze $150 million that was intended to advance the communication of medical information. Blah, blah, blah. Shut up. They have a short, I mean, it's not that long of a story, But they have three people that it took to write that nonsense. That's ridiculous. But there we have it. Let's see. Also, this is what I was talking about. Is the U.S. preparing to announce aliens? The Senate's proposed UFO control disclosure plan. Have you guys heard of this? I'm all about it. The Senate passed an act that would require disclosure of UFO evidence and would give government offices 300 days to collect records. A review board would then look at the records before going public. Some people are saying that, you know what? I don't think so. And again, I don't care. There's some people I want indicted. There's some people I want impeached. Don't care. This is from Not the Beat. NCAA is celebrating the first female non-kicker to get football playing time. And if you're a female and you can play football, it doesn't mean you can play football. And if you can play well, it doesn't mean that you can play well as a dude, because men and women are different. Just like if, you know, men are great parents, they can be great dads. You know, you can't be a great mom because there's just different. You know what I mean? It's just different because science is real. Biology exists. Kane explained this to me because you shared this thing. The first female kicker in college football just kicked it 20 yards.
Right.
Oh, man. But yeah. This chick, nobody wanted to hit her because she's a chick.
Yeah, they didn't line up against her. So it's for two reasons that I can think of. Either A, they're not worried about her on the line. It looked like she was playing a linebacker position the way she approached the line. So she was playing a linebacker. But then she was unimpeded at the line and went straight for the quarterback. Actually hit the quarterback late, honestly, if we were to be actually mm-hmm. critical.
No, don't do it. Be real. Judge her the way that you would judge a dude.
Hit the quarterback late, and you know it ended up being an incomplete pass. But they're not worried about her on the line, number one, and no one is willing to line up against her. I guess they don't. I don't know what that is.
So but. not the B wrote this, and I don't know what any of this means. But I'm going to throw it out there. Steve, feel free to chime in. They say, I'm not going to argue that it's a late hit or roughing the passer because I ain't soft. But if that was Tom Brady, she would have been thrown out of the game.
Right.
So they made the game suck because she's a chick. They didn't actually full on play because she's a chick to accommodate her.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right.
That's so lame. Everyone's like, oh, this chick makes history's first female non-kicker. But are you actually playing if no one is actually playing with you?
Right. I mean, the offensive line would, if they see a linebacker come up on the line and line up, they would adjust to answer that. And they just didn't. So they either weren't worried or didn't want to engage or both.
I think it was both. I mean, if you're a dude out there, I don't care if you're all padded up. I mean, that's a chick. You're not going to, I don't know a dude that's like, yeah, I'm going to go just hit that chick. I don't know. I just think that with dudes, unless, I don't know, you're with the ATF or you're that one guy in that video that we're going to talk about coming up in our next hour who went after his mistress. Dudes don't think like that. No. That's just not how they think. I think it's very intuitively, very, you know, it's just in your all's coil. Mortal coil. You're just like, I don't know.
And you don't even have to hit her. If you're the offensive line, you're just preventing the linebacker from breaching through the line. It's all about just preventing the person from breaching the line. You don't have to hit her or anything. But I think people just didn't want to line up against her.
Yeah. So it's not really, I'm surprised they're not complaining that it's unfair because nobody wanted to line up against her. Yeah. That's coming. Why did I say anything? That's going to happen, you know. That's going to happen. So coming up, we got a lot still on the way. I also have to tell you this story. So I hate going out and shopping. I hate going to get anything. I like to order things, and just because I hate going into stores, there's too much to look at. It's distracting and it takes forever. People can't drive where I live. No one can drive. And I'm a very aggressive driver. And it just bothers me, right? And I just want to order it, and I know what I want, and I just want it. I don't want to go somewhere and then them not have it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to save the time. I don't like to go and browse. I hate browsing. So anyway, I had to stop in because there was one thing in particular I needed. And I was like, oh my gosh, I guess I'll pop in. I'll go in here. I had an errand to run, and I thought, I'm going to go into this store just to see if they have it. And I felt like I was 90,000 years old, and I'm baby Gen X. Okay. So my generation was left home alone forever. Like, we were able to do everything. We were like the last generation where we weren't mollycoddled. And I'm just, I can't even like tell you the songs that I was listening to because I'm pretty sure that the lyrics are in the title and it would be, I'd get fined. But let's just say that it was like, I couldn't tell if I was in a very alternative gynecologist office or if I was in like a retail store because of the music that was played. It was just, I'm going to talk more about this coming up because I also think that retail and things like that are sort of a snapshot of culture. And after I was in there, I thought, gosh, where's that damn asteroid?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.